in there, put taters, you put all this in a damn pot, get the water boiling, put them damn crawfish in a damn ice chest, purge them three times with salt water, dump them some of those out the last time, let that dang up water come to a rolling bowl, take that basket out, dump all them crawfish over in there, in that basket. Drop it back down in that boiling water, let it boil for 4 minutes, cut it off, and let it sit for 20, and you got your lobster.
Which line do you go?
No, I know this much. I know I can get off radio talking like that. Tell I'm about to start out. I just ate breakfast.
I do understand, brother.
Is it at the bottom of the hill there?
Probably. I'm at the 80 mile marker now, so it's probably right here just below us.
Yeah, I think it's over this hill here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on over, Delta. That's over.
Most of us has got electronic logs. You can only do what that song best tells you to do. I got 651 minutes left on mine, and I ain't got to be in Snow Hills, Maryland to tomorrow sometime, so sure, a little time ain't going to hurt me.
Yeah, team, I just don't have no little
inside
situation. I'm all the way down to the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Paper logs.
Well, if you're going north, you don't want to get on any bad.
And after January 1st, we all going to have them some bitches.
Been hearing that, man. That's
not
slow,
right?
Sure
enough. You can come on over, Biggie.
That's why they've been saying for the last 2 years, get used to them, because if you ain't used to them, you're going to be fucked up.
Take your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, we're still fighting them, looking for a 5-year exemption.
Come on, paper probably about 2.5 years ago. I miss it, but I didn't probably got used to it.
Actually, they're idiot proof. Anybody can operate one. And 9 times out of 10, the son of a bitch is going to do it for you. I mean, they change your status for you anytime you stop the truck, anytime you start the truck, anytime you move the truck, it's going to click it to on-duty not driving or driving or whatever. The only thing you have to change it to is sleeper berth. I mean, how hard is that? Well, he done gave you the 5-finger discount and told you 5 minutes.
Sort of like a wave, but I think it means stop your ass.
Holy shit!
Oh, I thought it was a truck.
Ooh,
ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Cell phoners want to see a wreck move over from the right lane to the left lane. And you can see it.
Alright, they open the back up and give me a wave. Let's get back in motion,
guys.
I'll be safe.
Roger. Put the pedal to the metal and don't take your foot off of it till you hear it go.
Well, it ain't gonna be much. I'm in this TNT flat, but they don't give us number 62, but I'll give it a motion. Yeah.
I heard it too. Almost, driver, almost, as Papa Smurf used to say.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell her I can't help it.
Once you bite your back, driver, then you gonna want your money back. Come out. Different levels. He he's going to be shell shocked.
He gonna have PTSD when he hears this story.
You gonna stop drinking.
I'm about tired of putting this bitch in a jump seat and buckling her in every day. She still ain't learned how to fucking do that.
Hey, you know what? Don't see me now. You know what you need to do? You need to invest in the motherfucking helmet.
Yeah, you're right. She sure
does
got me fucking crazy.
Buy a helmet and a fucking back brace. She'd be all right. She'll stand still. They'll commit.
Damn.
I got the same damn story.
I want
pipe was too small to suck this fucking down.
Boy, this conversation went to shit in a hurry, didn't it?
Stay towards the left, driver. Keep her in low gear, and you'll be all right. Just creep it down. When you get to the right, there's a like a stone wall over here. When you get to the right by that stone wall, these guys, the trailer's just trying to slide that way.
Yeah, those conditions on that 287 bypass around the back of Rollins.
Oh, man.
Down.
a hell of a load there, brother.
It wasn't really backed up, just traffic, you know, the rush hour traffic. It wasn't too bad going west through town.
Come on back out there.
You don't want to go to the north side, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna. If it gets bad, I can just take that. I do appreciate that drop out.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's above average, pretty well going through, you know, westbound.
What do you think they're moving at, about 55 miles per hour?
I don't know, but there wasn't no real big backup.
Gotcha.
Of course, that can change, but now, down there, who knows?
One. I don't know if it's still going on.
There's
complete silence.
Where is that?
About mile marker 21 in Ohio on 70. It's a complete stop. I don't know about it. It's still going on, so you might want to check the news or something.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're doing that bridge. Appreciate you.
Got it.
Now, Carl, you're going slow.
Anybody planning on getting on 465 south to get 465 down through there? Had a dead stop.
Hey,
Carl,
you
want
to buy?
Freightliner.
you, but that's what I learned to drive on a long time ago.
And the thing that I learned to drive on was a old Mac with a 3-try in it.
I drove one of those. My daddy used to be a junk hauler. He used to haul cars in St. Louis.
And mine was my grandpa, and he always hauled coils out of Youngstown, Ohio, and he went over to Pittsburgh with him, and then he'd leave Pittsburgh, and he'd go over to, down to Florida, and then he'd grab something out of Florida, and he'd run it up to Chicago, and then he'd grab something out of Chicago and go back to the Buckeye.
Stop, so this is all you won't see.
Well, somebody had homework on his back.
bunch of stupid motherfuckers.
Down. good afternoon.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, yeah.
That's what they did a while ago. The might have been real close to it. Cut it up that street. Yeah, me too.
I tell you what, that's amazingly amazing.
Yeah, they got one thing about it, one thing about it.
Taxpayers' money because you're on welfare. Buying the fuck.